Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Do you have kids who are motivated at the beginning of the year, only to become reluctant learners as the year goes on? If so, you'll want to listen in for three ways to keep your students motivated this year. But first, I would love to have you like my Facebook page, Psycho with Six. I'll be broadcasting there most Tuesday afternoons at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, and 1 Pacific. I'll have spontaneous giveaways for my live viewers, too. Find me at facebook.com/psychowithsix. Thanks so much to my sponsor for this episode, Hebrew for Homeschoolers. If you want to learn a foreign language in a way that's fun for kids, you'll want to listen in.
Shalom, I'm Anna from Hebrew for Homeschoolers. Learn Hebrew in only 10 weeks in a super fun way. Can you imagine you and your kids learning to read, write, and speak the very language of Jesus and our heroes of the Bible? What if this could unlock an amazing and much deeper understanding of the Word of God? What if learning Hebrew can open doors bigger than you could ever known in your life? What if this can bring you a personal revival like never before? I'm passionate about Hebrew for many reasons. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the whole New Testament was written by Jewish men. Jesus and his disciples read the Holy Scriptures and prayed in Hebrew daily. Martin Luther said once, "Hebrew is the best language to learn of all. No one can really understand Scripture without it." And boy, he was so right. Did you know we lose a lot with Bible translations? And not knowing and understanding the cultural background or idioms and expressions in Hebrew? Hebrew for Homeschoolers is no ordinary language program. It's going to help you grow stronger in your faith. What will Hebrew for Homeschoolers 10-week beginners level 1 teach you? You're going to learn to read and write the Hebrew alphabet. You're going to learn numbers and colors and shapes and greetings, basic vocabulary, biblical vocabulary, and even Hebrew songs. In only 10 weeks, you and your children will be able to read, write, and speak basic Hebrew and have conversations. How fun this can be! Here's what parents are saying about Hebrew for Homeschoolers. "I have always wanted to learn Hebrew so I could teach it to my children, but it seemed like such a daunting task. Anna has made learning Hebrew not only an attainable goal, but she does it in an engaging and fun environment. She breaks it down in a way that is easy to remember and gives you all the tools you need to learn right alongside your kiddos. I'm so glad we found Hebrew for Homeschoolers." Tiffany Andrews, homeschool mama and blogger at The Outmatched Mama. "My two daughters and I have been enjoying the classes. I'm really learning a lot about Jewish culture, which I believe is important. My girls really like the songs that Mrs. Willis teaches. Anna is a very beautiful lady. Her passion for Hebrew is evident, which makes her the perfect choice for a teacher. We're always looking forward to the next class. Tamara Willis Smith, homeschool mom." "Our family really enjoyed Hebrew for Homeschoolers. The fact that Anna brings live classes to our home combined with her natural teaching ability made learning the foundations of Hebrew language so easy. Whether you have a little Hebrew under your belt like us or none at all, Anna shows you how to take what you learn and put it into immediate use by also teaching greetings, songs, and common things spoken in everyday conversations. Not to mention, if you can't tune in live, the replays are available immediately to watch at your convenience. If you are looking for a foreign language to study for personal extracurricular use, I highly recommend Hebrew for Homeschoolers with Anna." Michelle Huddiston, homeschool mama and blogger at With the Huddistons. You're probably asking yourself, isn't Hebrew too hard to learn? Not at all. It is much easier than you think. In fact, one of the things that makes Hebrew so easy to learn is that the Hebrew letters always have the same sounds. Learning Hebrew is easy, fascinating, and fun. In fact, so easy that I can teach you how to read and write in Hebrew in only 4 lessons. Our full enrollments are open right now, and I would love to have you joining us. Check out Hebrew for Homeschoolers today. This fall semester, learn a new language and grow your faith with Hebrew for Homeschoolers.
How to keep students motivated all year. The first key to motivating students is to discover what motivates them. We know some of these rewards instinctively, but sometimes it seems like nothing motivates them. Here's how to narrow it down. First, what does your child ask for? Is there a snack, an activity, or a person your child wants to spend time with? My kids have always loved Pop-Tarts, screen time, and having neighbor friends over. Instant motivators. If you're still stumped, consider what your child spends most of his time doing. My kids love to read books in a series, jump on the trampoline, and watch YouTube videos. That gives me another list of motivators. You should have a list too. But you may be doubting whether or not your list of rewards will really motivate your kids to do what you want. And you should doubt if you are not using motivational key number 2, which is to deprive your student of the motivator. I worked with rats in a lab as a psychology student. I was able to easily teach a nonverbal rodent how to play basketball, swing on a trapeze, and pull a light switch on. How did I do it? With food pellets. But that's not all. Rats will do nothing for food pellets if they're full. Absolutely nothing. Most of our kids are effectively fat rats. They have access to loads of snacks they love. They have plenty of toys, games, and diversions to keep them happy. They may even have more money than they know what to do with. So no wonder they aren't motivated to work for more. If we want motivated kids, we need to deprive them of these rewards to a certain extent. Rats in a lab are starved to 75% of their body weight. Don't worry. We are not going to deprive our kids by not giving them enough to eat. That's abuse. But we can and should deprive them of some of the rewards they enjoy. Let me give you an example. I used to take my kids to sports events and would buy them a snack they wanted. But then I deprived them of this privilege by telling them they had to pay for these snacks with their own money. Suddenly, money became important. They were motivated to earn more to get the snacks they wanted. In the same way, having a free-for-all screen time policy wouldn't motivate kids to work for more. A failure to deprive kids of a potential reward is why parents often struggle to motivate their kids. Deprivation is also introduced when we refuse to give the reward without the desired behavior. If my rat didn't pull the light switch, he got no food pellet. If I had given the food pellet anyway, my rat wouldn't have learned. When you have a reward and you deprive your child of the reward at least somewhat, you have her ready to be consistently rewarded. That is key number 3 to motivating your student. When I stopped giving my rat food pellets for pulling a light switch, he stopped pulling it. He really should have been willing to do it for me for nothing, but he was an ungrateful rat. No, he was a normal creature who is motivated by consistent reinforcement. A big mistake we make in motivating our kids' behavior is not rewarding the correct behavior immediately. We're on the phone, in the middle of something, or just tired and we don't want to give our child the promised treat. I was bad about this with sleepovers. Sleepovers were a motivator for my kids, but not for me. I would put off having a sleepover even though my child had earned it. I lost the motivating power of that reward as a result. When you are first training a child's desired behavior, finishing math, cleaning a room, speaking respectfully, you must deliver the reward quickly and consistently. After your child has learned the behavior to the point that it is a habit, you can delay or even miss a reward and not lose the positive behavior. Your daughter learns to like having a tidy room. Your son realizes it's easier to get his math done early. Your child trusts you to deliver the reward even if you're delayed in doing it. The process works with rats, and it works with kids too. Let's troubleshoot a bit though. Some parents tell me that a reward works for a while and then their kids don't care about it. If that's you, your child may be satisfied with the reward. Make sure there's enough deprivation. If your child has earned 40 hours of game time, there's no motivation to earn more. But a second reason may be that what your child really likes is variety and surprise. In that case, make the reward variable. Create a reward jar your child can draw from with slips of paper where you've written a variety of rewards. You can accomplish the same thing by using an app. I use the Random app on my iPhone. Next, you will have a challenge if you reward your child without making sure the behavior was performed correctly. Make the time to verify the work has been done or your child will lack motivation. Some motivational efforts break down in the deprivation phase. My rat wasn't able to complain about being deprived of food, but kids can complain. Don't allow whining, complaining, or fits to get you to deliver a reward without the expected behavior. In fact, the complaining is evidence that you're using just the right reward. Use these three keys of finding what motivates your kids, depriving them of the motivator, and consistently rewarding good behavior, and your kids can stay motivated all year. Find helpful links in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/motivated. Thanks again to Hebrew for Homeschoolers for sponsoring this podcast. Learn more about it at psychowith6.com/Hebrew. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.